Dis-Chem has been found guilty of price gouging on three types of face masks and has been fined 1.2 million rand. Makhale Mohlala, who's a head of cartels at the Competition Commission, joins us on the line now with more of the detail on that. Thanks so much, Makhale, for joining us today. So the Competition Commission has found Dis-Chem guilty of excessive pricing for surgical face masks. Are you surprised that, despite the warnings against this, that this actually happened? Because the extent of the price hike is pretty hard to ignore.
Good evening to you and good evening to our viewers. We are not really surprised because we are seeing that generally there's ignorance when we say that companies should not charge excessive price because they will be prosecuted. So we still find companies charging excessive price, even when we have issued several warnings to them that they shouldn't do that. This game is not the only one, by the way. There are many others that have admitted guilt for doing the same thing of charging consumers excessive prices. We are sitting at about 12 million in penalties cumulatively from different firms that have all engaged in the conduct of charging customers excessive price. As you can see, the increase are quite steep, are quite significant.
Yeah.
And you would wonder why would one do that?
When it comes to the why Dis-Chem actually ventured down this path, Makhale, the retailer itself saying that it's because of supply challenges. So did the supplier pricing argument just not hold any water? Where were the holes in the case that Dis-Chem actually presented?
Well, they advanced that argument that it is the suppliers that caused them to increase this price. But our investigations have actually found that this can be source quotations from suppliers, but they never bought these products from those suppliers to justify them now selling them expensively. They sold the stock that has been in their possession for quite some time. It's like it's in their store. They just increased the prices of that because when they inquired suppliers gave indication that they're likely to sell to them at a higher price. So I think they just took advantage of that and they increased their price. So when we asked them to justify these increases, they were not able to do that. That's why they are found guilty of charging excessive price.
Okay, so found guilty, and we're looking at a fine of 1.2 million rand here. How was that quantum determined?
Well, penalties are effectively the discretion of the tribunal.
Yeah.
We have recommended to the tribunal that this game should be fined 2.5 million, which is three times the excess profit they make on inflating these prices. So the tribunal decided that they're going to levy a penalty of 1.2 million. It's entirely a discretion of the tribunal, but ours was that they must be charged a fine 2.5, which is three times what they actually increased excessively. I mean, they earned excessively as a profit from charging this higher price.
Okay, where exactly, Makhale, do these monies go?
Well, this is an administrative penalty. It goes to the National Revenue Fund, which is a fund under National Treasury. So this is the money that goes to government.
Okay, so some kind of revenue potentially coming in here. You've highlighted right at the top that this is amongst a number of investigations that the Competition Commission is investigating right now, that you've received several complaints from the public against other retailers too. How many of those investigations still pending?
There's still quite a number of them. If you may recall, at some point we issued a statement that we are sitting at 1,500 complaints of excessive price from members of the public. So we have moved quite a number of them. Some we have referred to the tribunal, others they've concluded the settlement agreement, while others we couldn't find evidence against the firm, which which we then dropped the investigation. So we're still sitting at quite a number of cases, maybe around 40 or so. So, but we continue receiving cases. So the number is not steady. It keeps on going up as we finalize new cases comes in.
Okay, well, Makhale, we'll be keeping an eye on developments there as they unfold. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Makhale Mokhlakhla, who's head of cartels at the Competition Commission.